There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Real-time sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Night. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Rantazzo. Wolves home this Saturday and Sunday. Stay for the concert after Saturday's game. The Scouting Combine, as it starts in the NFL this week, workouts begin Friday in Indianapolis, and Bears brass on hand, including GM Ryan Pace, discussing what the Bears have accomplished so far since he's taken over.
A lot of film evaluation that's been going on constantly, not just with me, but with all of our coaches. A lot of internal discussions between us, you know, just talking between the personnel and the coaches, working on establishing our needs and, again, a plan in place. Like I said, our first priority was the head coach, then all the position coaches. Now, here we are. Here comes free agency, the drafts, all that's, you know, that's kind of our plan. But those have all been internal discussions.
Bears also met with former quarterback Josh McCown today, and the Jets met with McCown too, as many as eight teams interested in McCown. Another NFL news, Vikings GM Rick Spielman thinks Adrian Peterson will be back with the team in 2015. Packers playoff goat Brandon Bostic was released by the team yesterday. He's signing with the Vikings today. NBA first practice for the Bulls after the All-Star break, as it begins Friday for them against the Pistons in Detroit. Knicks out of contention, so Carmelo Anthony is done for the rest of the season. An injury will keep him out 4 to 6 months. College hoops tonight on the Score, DePaul and Providence. Coverage begins at 7:45. Northwestern at Minnesota tonight. Loyola hosting number 11 Northern Iowa. Illinois State in action at Bradley tonight. Blackhawks back to work at United Center against the Red Wings. Hawks looking for their third straight win, coming off a 2-1 shootout win over Pittsburgh on Sunday. Corey Crawford expected in net tonight. Cubs pitchers and catchers report to spring training tomorrow in Mesa. Kevin Youkilis hired by the Cubs today as a special assistant. Of course, he played for the White Sox at one point. The Sox pitchers and catchers report to work on Friday. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. Blackhawks coverage on the Score presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Wayne Rantazzo. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by your Chicagoland Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Zach Zaidman.
There's a market out there for Marcus Mariota. I don't believe the Bears are in the market for Marcus Mariota. However, he should go around the point in time where the Bears pick in the first round with the 7th overall pick. Well, if you're going to make a deal with someone, you have to truly make them believe that you could be going in a different direction at the quarterback position. So that's why I think they weren't publicly very committed to Jay Cutler today. I think you have to sell it in all aspects, and that's the reason that you heard the comments that you heard today from both Pace and Fox in regards to the quarterback.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
The Big O played for the Christmas Attacks High School.
Well, it's not, unfortunately, it's not Christmas Attacks.
Christmas Attacks.
That would be
no, it's not.
That would be Crispus Attucks.
Who the hell is he?
Crispus Attucks. If you, as you know, the name, and most kids in grade school learn the name at some point in social studies, is widely believed to be the first American casualty of the Revolutionary War because of the Boston Massacre. Yes, the famous Crispus Attucks.
Christmas Attacks.
That's a movie. That's different.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bores and Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bores and Bernstein. But I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bores and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I still prefer Christmas Attacks. I think that's really tough to beat. That, in my
See,
world,
Christmas
that's a,
Attacks
that's a
wouldn't have been felled by that red coat.
Nope.
Christmas Attacks would have been up all
you
in their business.
Tall. That's right. You wouldn't get Christmas Attacks.
No, he would have represented. Right, he would have been taken
just
out.
Keep firing.
Yep.
Ain't going to happen.
Take no prisoners at Christmas Attacks. Don't worry about him. Bores and Bernstein, the combine has started in Indianapolis and people are talking. And I guess tomorrow, Jim Tomsula is going to talk.
Yes.
And we're going to get all of that audio and make sure we turn that around. We are going to be at the auto show tomorrow at Toyota Sports Corner at the Chicago Auto Show. So we're looking forward to that being out among the people. Your people.
My people.
The car
That's
people.
Correct.
Steve is in Madison. He's on the score.
Hey, folks. How you doing?
Okay. Good.
I just, you know, listen to you guys about the Pace and the Fox deal as far as what we should be thinking about that. The first thing that came to my mind is kind of maybe this is some type of announcement to the league that this is an auction or, you know, let's make a deal. Everybody's on the table.
Well, I mean, they're obviously going to pick up the phone. They'd love to have somebody call and talk about those guys. I think the league knows that.
Even, you know, the C word nobody wants to say, you know, Cutler and your boy, B. Marshall, I think, you know, if somebody offered something ridiculous, they have to take it.
If somebody offered anything, they would take it.
It doesn't even have to be ridiculous. I don't care about ridiculous. I'd take anything.
If you get a draft pick for Brandon Marshall, you're executive of the year.
Yep.
Especially when other teams think you're going to end up waiving him anyway.
Yeah, I'd take a couple picks for Cutler, too. I don't need it. I don't want it. It's pointless. Move on. If you can get something for him and maybe just a couple picks, they'd be happy. I mean, I don't need any players that are probably bad.
I don't think they need to engage in any sort of secret subterfuge.
No, they're not.
They're obviously playing their cards close.
Yep.
But sure, by being completely noncommittal, they keep everything open. They don't devalue their assets. And they've been hoping the phone has been ringing. And I hope the phone has been ringing for some time. I hope they're calling other people. They don't have to wait for their phone to ring. Pick the damn thing up and call people. Hey.
Yeah, hey.
What do you want?
Guess what?
What you got? Let's talk. Let's horse trade here. Yeah. This is Rugby Mick. He is on the score.
Hey, guys. Trading Cutler's a dream. I would love to, but we're going to keep him, and here's why Fox isn't going to get in trouble. If Cutler's bad, Trestman put the onus on him last year for losing. So it's going to be Cutler's fault if we lose. If he plays decent, then maybe he increases his trade value for next year. And if for some miracle he's really good, then Fox looks like a genius.
I don't know about any of that.
I heard some of that, right. Not all of that.
I don't think anything around Jay Cutler is going to end up looking like a genius.
No.
Because they're so far away.
Yeah.
They're so far away. There's so much
but
to be
moves like
done.
That that can help you get closer.
Right.
It's piling up pick. It's done. Not worrying about the little things. And the Bears actually are in a good position. I just don't know if anybody really, after that last year. See, it's hard to move people who lead the league in turnovers. That's a tough sell. Even for like the dumbass Titans.
The 630 wants to know, will you guys be translating Jim Tomsula's press conference as you do with West Side Mike?
Yes.
If you'd like.
If need be, sure.
Or we could do Jim Tomsula's press conference as West Side Mike. Corey is in Dalton. He's on the score.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I wanted to make a point about Brandon Marshall. Before I even get started, let me go ahead and preface this by saying that I am a Brandon Marshall fan, but again, I'm not football stupid. I understand that if you get a good package of draft picks, then that's a move you got to make. They got
no,
way
if they get people. Any draft pick. Somebody wants to send you a sixth.
If they get something that's good, you make the move. But The ultimate problem isn't Brandon Marshall. The issue that I have with the Bears is this. They bring in these choir boys, and then you got guys on the team that's a little bit, you know, a little bit off. You know, Brandon Marshall plays receiver like a defensive player. You need to have a coach in place who can handle that. You know, we didn't have these issues when Lovie Smith was there, he didn't have these issues with Brandon Marshall when he was in Denver with Mike Shanahan, when he had a man amongst men coaching.
Didn't have
these
problems. He was in a police report every other day.
Yeah. Was that when Shanahan was a coach?
Yeah.
Was that
the entire time for the moment he set foot in Denver.
Yeah, he was always being arrested.
Well, where were all these problems when we had Lovie Smith in Chicago, when they had actual men in the locker room who knew how to police?
Well, you had a dead thug in the basement,
right? Yeah, Tank Johnson and his dead
just
friend.
For starters,
Bears had a ton of arrests under Lovie.
Yeah,
you had the FBI gun range thing. Every time you picked up a paper in the offseason, there was some other Bear that was getting in trouble.
Yeah,
there was no domestic issues. Name an arrest. I remember the FBI gun raid.
Well, Tank Johnson and murder and all that. So, yeah. I mean, you want to start digging up the 9 years Lovie Smith was here. Every single run-in any Bear had with the law, we're going to be here a long, long, long time. And if Lovie Smith wants to have Jameis Winston around, too,
he's okay with the woman thing, too. You point out yesterday that a guy who's assaulted a woman in any shape or form is not welcome with a Lovie Smith team. Well, now he is.
Right, he is now.
Now he is.
Mm-hmm. And that's stuff correct. About how Brandon Marshall plays, that isn't the point. What do you mean he plays like a defensive player? All I know is he didn't play very well, and he was hurt a lot.
Yeah, you can have him. I think the NFL knows he's going to get cut, so they're just waiting. I don't think there's a, you know. With Cutler, that's the one you want to do. But again, it doesn't sound promising.
Phil is in Downers Grove. He's on the score.
Hey, guys. I have a question regarding rookie contracts. Can you make a trade on a guy in his rookie contract? And if you can, is there value in Ferguson and Sutton to maybe find guys this year that fit more of that new 3-4 scheme they're running?
Ferguson and Sutton, I think, are keepers for now. You got that at least, just because of your age problem on your roster, you've got guys who at least you can figure out a spot for them somewhere and something that you're doing. I think it's the wrong thing to start looking to trade those guys. You're talking about actual potential prospects that maybe were ill-used last year.
Yeah, nobody young, and that because you just can't afford it. It is the oldest roster in the NFL, is it not?
Yeah, don't start getting rid of young guys.
Don't look to get rid of the kids.
That's silly. That's wrong.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're any good, but you got to find out. Those are guys you really have to find out.
Yeah,
a lot of people bringing up other incidents with Lovie Smith, including Sam Hurd.
Oh, that's a bad one.
That would be one.
That's a bad one. That's.
And Cedric Benson had his problems. Lance Briggs with the crash and run of the Lamborghini. Yeah, everybody's got the list here.
Look, any NFL coach has his problems, so please don't say anybody's above it or they don't. You need that. They all have them. They all have them. They all sweat the offseason. They all sweat everything because the phone rings at 4 in the morning. Jerry Angelo, I believe, told us that once. He knows when that phone rings at 4 in the morning, there's a problem.
Matt is in Dixon, and he's on the score.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Hey.
Thank you. Go ahead, my friend.
I agree with everything you guys are saying today, which is rare, sorry. But I think you guys are spot on with everything today. Cutler, I think we're going to have to limp on with him continuing to next season. I just think that, just like you guys said, there's nobody out there. There's nobody available as a first string to get, and there's nobody on second string capable to even fill his shoes. But my question comes to, so I think we're going to have to dedicate our draft to filling in this 3-4 defense, and obviously, like the last guy said, don't touch the young guys right now. We got way too much on our plate to even think about that. But I'm thinking, so we're going to have to go to an offense where we have a run first, run second, and hopefully we're close enough that we can run third. So
no.
My question is,
I have no indication that that's the plan.
Well, we can't rely on Cutler's arm, clearly, and I don't think we're going to be able to get rid of him. But Forte can't handle the load either. So my question is, who can we look at to get as a
a good complementary running back to Forte?
I don't know. I think they're going to give Kadeem Carey a chance to prove Kadeem he doesn't Carey, suck.
Yeah, we didn't see much of him, although what we saw, and we had a lot of people, again, using that word suck. And I mean, I don't know if I saw enough of him. I wasn't impressed. Very small sample size. And Forte is in the last year of his contract. This is the last year. And I think that's another guy that by that time, I mean, first of all, the guy catches more than 100 passes last year. That's not a good thing. That's just taking a beating. So, I mean, I think there's a, you know, there's a need, and I think the Bears have understand that. And I don't know if Kadeem Carey really fits in what they're thinking about.
I have
anyway.
No clue. I don't even know what they think, and if they're going to do a little more of that sort of stretch cutback style running, it's going to look a little different.
Yeah.
If they do some zone blocking and give a guy a chance to pick that one hole and stick a foot in the ground and fire up field, be nice to see anything other than the offense we've seen the last year, because I don't know what that was. Jack in Fox Lake, you're on the Score.
Which quarterback of the Chicago Bears in the last 15 or 20 years is better than Jay Cutler?
That's not germane to the discussion at all. It doesn't matter.
It is.
It's
it
not.
Is.
Those years don't matter.
Who is better than Jay? Those, you tell me who's better than Jay Cutler.
But again, Jack, the past doesn't matter.
Okay.
Comparing him to past quarterbacks isn't what you're doing. You're trying to go from here to the next Super Bowl. You're trying to win a Super Bowl. So it doesn't do anybody any good to figure out where he ranks relative to anybody before him. That doesn't accomplish anything.
Okay, but can you give me the fact that he's better than Rex Grossman?
That doesn't accomplish anything.
What's your larger point, Jack? What's your point with this?
Why does it matter how good he is relative to Rex Grossman?
My point is that Jay Cutler was better than Rex Grossman.
What does that have to do with anything?
That doesn't say anything.
Okay, now I got one more thing.
All right. Hope is better than the last one.
Yeah, I don't quite get the last
one. I got one more thing.
All right. Hope is better.
You said that Jay Cutler ruined 9 coaches?
Yes.
I'd say any quarterback would have ruined those coaches.
That flies in the face of your previous point, then. That's a terrible call.
Boy.
Oof. In Bloomington, here is Neil. He's on the Score.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to follow up on a previous caller's point about Brandon Marshall playing like a defensive player. Maybe it was slightly confused with the actual defensive player named Brandon Marshall. Also, quick question for you, Dan, on the leadership metrics that you would use for either Cutler or Brandon Marshall being a distraction, or even taking it to Forte, the lack of leadership, the lack of vocal leadership from him. How do you measure that?
You don't, and you can't. You can only take these guys at their word about what they say they want. There are no metrics for it. There are those of us who don't really believe it's all that important ultimately, but we do know that for Ryan Pace, it's extremely important.
Because I know that you always poo-poo momentum, and I agree with you on that.
That's a different issue.
So leadership isn't simply just it's as dead at the next great pass that Cutler throws
It's not about what I think. It's about what Ryan Pace has said and what John Fox has said.
If you have paid attention, it is very clear that while Jay Cutler obviously has some talent and so forth, he's not a leader. He's just not. I mean, there are guys who you know are that play that position. He's not. So that flies in the face of what Ryan Pace has talked about. He's just not. I mean, not very vocal about stuff, and he's just not a leader. And he's never, and actually, even during this entire time, while he's become, oh my God, the best Bears quarterback, he's not that guy.
And whether or not I would evaluate some level of leadership or try to put a number on it, nobody knows how to do it. It's just the fact is that it is a stated significant criterion for the people currently running the Bears.
Yeah.
It's not what we think. It's what they think.
No, I don't care. Yeah, what we think doesn't matter. That's what they're thinking. And he's just not. They know that.
Along with Terry Bors, I'm Dan Bernstein, and we must be talking Bears if we're bringing out some of this today. It's really quite consistent, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You have the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. When you read NFL headlines, just remember that like so many things in sports, it ends up becoming about the money. Take Peyton Manning. Why hasn't he committed to coming back to the Denver Broncos? Because he's set to make $19 million, all against the salary cap, and that number needs to be adjusted, and he'll have to rework his deal. Why hasn't he committed to doing it? Because there's still some sort of barrier between what he wants to get and what the Broncos want to pay for him. The same goes for Sam Bradford, as the Rams, through Jason Lockhamfor from CBS Sports, apparently have allowed Bradford to explore trade possibility. Why hasn't he decided to come back to the St. Louis Rams? They owe him $13 million. He's missed 25 of their last 32 games. They want him to take less, and he doesn't. And that's why he'll eventually either be dealt or signed at a much lower price. It ends up becoming about the money. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Kick off the 2015 running season with the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle, Sunday, March 29th. Register now and be a part of the world's largest 8K, a great run through the heart of Chicago. Register now at shamrockshuffle.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Listen to more than 300 radio stations from around the country.
Live and local.
Unbelievable.
Radio's best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed the cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Riggins.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
Morning.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
This is unique, us getting here together right now, the whole entire staff. So I feel like there is a time frame. I don't want to not acknowledge that. There's a time frame, but I think it's intelligent and smart of us to utilize that entire time and be thorough with all these decisions, not just the quarterback, but everybody. I mean, why wouldn't we be? So I just want to be patient and thorough in this on the film and talking to the players individually as we go through the whole thing.
That's Ryan Pace. He actually survived watching every Bears game from last year. I don't know how the hell he did it, but he did it. He sounds fine.
And that's the news, really, is that he's emerged and seemingly unaffected and okay after watching every Bears game from last year. Let me ask him about that.
I don't think
that would have been really
funny
if somebody said, how did you survive watching all the Bears games from last season?
Yeah, I would love to ask him that. But yeah, it's more fun talking about the Bears when they're not playing.
Yeah, but today's like a Bears Monday broke out again.
I know.
It's like they played yesterday. And that's why Rudy says we need a Bulls game to start immediately against some bum-ass Eastern team.
Got 20 of them.
Yeah,
there you got 20 of them, Rudy. You're right.
Plenty left.
Of them coming.
We can make all sorts of wrong conclusions.
Yes, we can.
In Elk Grove, here's Ron as we push ahead on the score. Ron?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Right, anyway, first time caller, I just want to say that, Dan, about a half an hour ago, you said something brilliant. You said that the Bears are not going to win the Super Bowl next year. Now, listening to your show, it just appears that a third of your callers seem to be overthinking in the next few years. If anyone is thinking or overthinking about anything other than completing a complete fire sale on all the players, you're looking for a status quo 7-9 year next year. If you keep Cutler, if you keep Marshall, the whole idea of the next few years is to win the Super Bowl in the next 3 or 4 years, and you can't do that by the status quo of a 7-9 season. You have to get rid of these players, get what you can, get the draft choices you can.
No, it's not baseball. It's very difficult to try to get bad to get good in football. And it's not like Andrew Luck is in next year's draft. Yeah. You know,
it hasn't worked.
It just there's no track record that says you can do that. The Colts got it right.
Went to pick the right year to go 2-14, and here's Andrew Luck. But when you look around at the other teams in the league, look at the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders. How long have the Raiders been bad? Now, the Raiders might have actually found a quarterback in Derek Carr.
And there's so much randomness in NFL records, too, that, yeah, you can go 7-9 and be closer to winning a Super Bowl.
You can.
You can.
Sure.
I think their record is independent of their proximity to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So I'm just not concerned about their record
when you start to see it. You won't worry about the record. You'll know it when you start to see it if it happens.
Larry is in Skokie, and he's on WSCR. Larry?
This is Larry from Skokie.
Okay, that's what we thought.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello there. I can't hear a word you're saying.
Yes, Larry.
Wow, okay. You guys are kind of being frigid to callers today, kind of about as cold as it is outside, huh?
What you got, Larry?
So you know what's going on, right? That they met with McCown to have breakfast or dinner, whatever they did, and what they said today. I think this is Ted Phillips telling Gase that he can't get rid of Cutler.
No, Larry, first of all, Gase is the offensive coordinator. Ryan Pace is the general manager. Ted Phillips is not involved at all in roster decisions. Not one iota.
What, you think they're just going to get rid of Cutler with as much money as they own?
If Ryan Pace wants to, he will do so.
Well, I know from stories in the past.
If Ryan Pace wants to, he has been given full carte blanche to do whatever he believes is best for the Bears. They are meeting with Josh McCown to meet with Josh McCown. It has nothing to do with Ted Phillips or Adam Gase.
Well, I guess I'll take your word for it.
That's a good idea on your part.
Well, great, Larry. It's, that's quite a call.
Scoreboard update.
That was quite a call, indeed. That's okay.
So it wasn't just me that was like, what? Okay. Well, Randazzler.
I'm telling you, the Bears played yesterday.
It's kind of our lives. You know what I mean? It's kind of what we do.
Yep. We did not know the Bears played yesterday, but they apparently
did. We do now.
Yes, now we know. We missed it. We missed the game.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Randazzo. Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3. When the Bears do play next, a 3-4 defense is likely, as John Fox put it today.
You know, even to the point where you got guys that are a little bit comfortable in dropping, and you can drop 8 with today's spread offenses and some of the things people are doing with empty sets, that, that's an advantage. So, I think going back to that, again, this is changes every year, like all fads in this league. So, but I'd say that's the primary reason.
Fox down in Indy with most of the NFL's. The scouting combine workouts begin on Friday. Bulls practicing today before their post-All-Star break schedule begins Friday when they take on the Pistons in Detroit. DePaul on the score tonight. Blue Demons hosting Providence. Coverage begins at 7:45. Northwestern's at Minnesota tonight. Loyola hosting number 11 Northern Iowa. Blackhawks and Red Wings skating at United Center tonight. Hawks looking for their third straight win. Corey Crawford likely in net. Cubs pitchers and catchers report to spring training tomorrow in Mesa. The White Sox take their turn on Friday. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rose and Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Join the score and Steve McMichael live 1 to 3 p.m. Friday from the Hyundai Experience, the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. See the Sonata at your Chicago Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today. I'm Wayne Rantazzo. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 5:32, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7, the score, Boris and Bernstein, angry about missing the Bears game yesterday.
Yeah, it must have missed it. I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah, I felt bad. Didn't feel good, so I just must have missed it. Damn it.
Want me to keep pushing buttons here?
I think we have to at this point. Yeah, we've had a disconnect here. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, then I'll do it. It's Otto. He's in Westmont, and he's on the score.
Hello, friends.
Hi, Otto.
I wanted to ask a question. I also had a comment. Quickly, the comment. I'm not sure, if, particularly if the Bears are changing to an odd front, if they can, personnel-wise, make all these changes on offense. I know they want to move towards a run, a better or a more run-first offense. I think they might just be best off keeping what they have right now, not necessarily saying Marshall, but keeping what they have now in the offense and focus on that horrific defense and the kicking game. But what I wanted to ask was,
there's not a finite amount of focus.
Yeah.
But there's a finite amount of picks. There's a finite amount of opportunities they're going to have to bring guys on the team.
Right. For example, but they're not worried about, when it comes to picks, they're not picking guys thinking about next year. They're picking guys thinking, are these guys going to be on our eventual champion?
Okay, but I mean, there's still a finite number of people you can bring in, whether it be through free agency.
Right, but
we're talking about
multiple years here.
Right. But and my point is, I just think there's too many things to fix on both sides of the ball. I think the defense and then the kicking game, which should come with it, if you're picking in-depth linebackers and skill position players that can play defense that also can help out in the kicking game, I think that will help greater in the long run, particularly if you've got all this money tied up in our quarterback and all these other players. Is Bushrod, I'm sure he's eating up a good chunk of the cap too, right?
It's all the more reason to get out from under Cutler's money earlier, to just make that move. Yeah, hold, and you make the Marshall move, and you save $7 million in cash and $4 million against the cap. Don't confuse, that assumes that they're making all these picks to try to win next year. Forget next year. Don't worry about it. It's so much bigger than that. This is an immense project they're undertaking here.
It really is.
They're just at the very beginning of a huge project. And keeping the offense together next year to accomplish what? What does that do?
Nothing. No, Nick, I love the fact there's not enough focus. Wow, I did not know that.
There's only a finite amount of focus.
I didn't know that. I should have been the first one to know that.
West Side, and this is Marcus on the Score.
How are you doing, guys?
Right. Oh, great, Marcus.
Hey, you just hit the point that I've been waiting to talk to about. We worry about if Cutler's going to be there next year, not going to be there. We have at least 45 guys that probably need position changeovers. We were bad at all three phases. So us taking calls about Cutler is like ridiculous. It's so many other problems that we have other than Cutler. And I think that's the problem that Bears fans cannot get, that we're not winning next year. We're not going to win. There's Detroit, there's Green Bay, and we're nowhere near. We probably ain't even as good as the Vikings.
Nope. I mean, the defense will be better. But all you're trying to do is use next year in some way to get you closer to winning a title. I don't know why this is difficult to understand.
Yeah, that's tough.
You got to overhaul a roster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeff, you're on the Score. Best call we've had all afternoon. Jeff.
Oh, sorry, guys. We've been hearing reports all day about how the non-committal stance on Cutler is just a ploy to try and get more chips for a potential Mariota trade. Are there a bunch of...
Whoa.
Wait, what? Say it again.
What?
Say it again.
Who said what?
Everyone's been talking about how they're not committing to Cutler at the quarterback.
Who's it? First of all, no, don't say everyone. What you're talking about a report here. Who reported this and what was reported?
Zach Zaidman on the Open at about 5 o'clock was talking about how because John Fox is not committing to Jay Cutler, that's leaving like a doubt in their mind that if Mariota falls to 7, then that's a potential trade chip for other people out there.
Okay.
I heard earlier this morning, I think it was on Molly and Hanley, the same type of reporting.
Okay, just saying that the Bears might want it known that it's possible that they could have interest to see if that would entice somebody who actually wanted Mariota into making them an offer for the pick. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm trying to say is the front office of other teams foolish enough to fall for that kind of stuff where it's just posturing and not really meaning anything? Does that actually do anything?
Sometimes. Yes. It's a poker game. If you can convince somebody that you might just do that, they might just call you and offer you something. And sometimes it doesn't happen until right before the pick that somebody's got to make that decision on draft day, but at least you planted the seed of the possibility.
But if it's fairly common that everyone seems to think that's what you're doing, isn't that kind of bluffing with a big smile on your face and hoping somebody's dumb enough to call you on it?
But it's been proven to work.
Yeah. Why wouldn't okay. I read the list. I don't want to read the list of quarterbacks again. I don't want to do that.
Don't do that again.
I don't want to read it again. So if there's somebody out there, Titans or whoever, that wants to take a look at Cutler, what's wrong with that? I mean, that's you know, it's a lot of money, but they're not spending anything anyway because they suck. You don't know what's out there. It's not necessarily a dead issue. It's not necessarily so. Something could happen.
Dave in Downers Grove, you're on Sports Radio 670.
Hey guys, nice to talk to you.
No, not yet. Don't say that yet.
You haven't survived yet.
Well, hey, the reason I'm calling in, one of the biggest question marks for me with this team, I love the move of 3-4, is the biggest question mark for me is Jared Allen. Because the thing is, I look back at his career, especially when he was with the Vikings, there was a couple of years where they were running a 3-4 and he was the main pass rusher on the weak side. I'm curious with his decrease in size, could he actually fulfill that role in a 3-4 defense as the weak side pass rusher?
I don't know.
What are you guys' thoughts on that?
I have no idea. I don't know if he's any good at all anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I don't think it's 4-3-3-4. It might just be he's no good.
It is the magic 3-4, though. Remember that.
We'll see how magic it is. He's certainly not an ideal 3-4 player, even if you're saying he's at the peak of his abilities, which he clearly isn't and said he wasn't. So there's two questions. Is how does he relate to the scheme? And can he still play?
Yeah.
And they said that the players themselves would define where they're used based on mm-hmm. what they show they can do.
Yeah,
good.
That's fair enough.
That's smart.
Been, you know, I mean, again, I swear to God, I don't know how I missed a Bears game. How did I do that?
You did. It was a whole Bears game, and it happened, and it was played in front of nobody, and you missed it. Randy is on the score. Hello, Randy.
Hi, and I'm sorry you have to suffer the brunt of all the passion of the Bears fans. It's hilarious to hear all this at this time of the year. But something I would like to say, number one, for the gentleman asking who is better than Jay Cutler, I could give you off a list because quarterbacks aren't just rated on arm strength. Jim Miller comes to mind.
Jim Miller is not better than Jay Cutler. No, next.
I would say he had a much better understanding of the game.
Nope.
This is
a bad start because that's just not true.
Start. You could be off stride in the gate.
I don't know.
Yeah, I do.
Off stride, yeah.
That's a bad sports thought hopping. Right there. That's...
You're the 8-horse at Northville.
Hey, I bet that 8-horse.
I know.
I've got him in the super.
Oh, man, did I like that bet.
I keyed him in my trifector. Hyde Park Jesse, welcome to the score.
Hey, guys, you know, I think a social anthropologist could really eke a PhD out of studying and interviewing the people who are looking for quarterback saviors. I mean, Terry, you're old enough to remember when Jock and Cannon was the savior from Rudy Bukic. Vince Evans was the savior from, you know, Bobby Douglas. This has been going on my whole life. That, you know, some bum is better than the bum who's here now. Is this the case in other cities? But also, if it's not, it really strikes me as something an anthropologist could look at. It's bizarre.
That anthropologist dealing with Bears fans would start throwing up and quit.
Well, I've been looking for a sharp object to stick in my ear, and all I can find is a pencil that I'm using.
Well, so use the pencil. Go for the pencil.
Kill myself
for a pencil. I like a pencil. Do that. Do the pencil.
At least we're going to end on a call that elicited a smile. And we'll say Terry's favorite words in show business next on The Score.
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run Inn Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He lived a long way from here. In a town called Cicero, Illinois. And in Cicero, he was the man. I mean, when he strolled down the street, all the corner boys would give him the high five. All the finest babes would smile at him and hope that he would smile back.
President of Townstone Financial, meet Jason.
Hello, friend.
We came home early from work to surprise his wife and found an appliance repair truck in the driveway, which Jason thought was weird because his appliances were working fine when he left for work. Well, he entered the house and he found no appliance repairmen in the kitchen or the laundry room where the appliances are located. But then he heard noises from his bedroom. So Jason first called his buddy, who's a divorce attorney, and then he called David for advice about refinancing and purchasing a new home after his divorce was finalized. If you're going through a divorce or you're thinking about getting divorced and would like outstanding mortgage advice, call David now at 312-896-2111. Why call David instead of another lender? Because David's honest, knowledgeable, and trustworthy. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, and he'll help you, so call him now. 312-896-2111. Visit townstone.com. Follow him on Twitter at David Hochberg. David is, once again, a proud sponsor, and we thank him for it, of the Children's Oncology Services Charity Poker Tournament tomorrow night. And he will be in attendance if you want to refinance your home to buy more poker chips. Townstone Financial is an Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 136639.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Well, let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 548 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. At last, I get to say my two favorite words in show business.
What a home!
Lawrence, how are you, my friend?
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
What's going on, Big Stroker? I mean, nice to have you. You know, Lawrence, last night we had Tom Whittleman and Stan Edmondson were out. I don't even know who they are at the auto show. And now you're here. It makes me feel better.
Well, thank you, Terry, but you only get me for tonight, and then I'm gone
and
again.
And it's back
for
to the Whittleman and Edmondson show?
Yeah.
You know, Terry, you know how it is.
I do.
Dan, you too, where you you're at the end of your year, and they're like, you need to take your vacation days. And you're
I like my job. That with me.
I habitually lose a week of vacation.
That's just stupid, Dan. It's part of your financial package. Take your days.
Everybody's told him that, Lawrence. He doesn't listen.
You do what makes you happy.
He likes to do this. But you're basically giving away money.
No, you're not.
Yes.
The money's the money.
Yes,
not
you are.
No, not working isn't going to make me more money.
Yes, but you could not be working still get the money.
But I choose to work.
Enjoy.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do all day?
What do you do?
Seriously, what would I do if I took a vacation day?
I don't know.
Kids are at school. My wife is working. What am I going to do?
Spanky?
I'd rather be here.
Spanky?
Screaming at people. It's better for me.
Yes, you guys are very cold to your callers. Yeah, kind of like the temperature outside.
Wow.
Hey.
Yeah, I know. Lawrence, here's what happened. We were, we were unprepared hosts. We missed yesterday's Bears game.
Yeah, we didn't realize.
Oh, they played?
Yep, yeah, obviously they did because we had a Bears Monday today.
So we just completely screwed up. We admit our mistakes, and we are going to take our days off.
I listened to Ryan Pace and John Fox today. There was actually some interesting stuff in there. I had to pour through like 30 minutes of tape to find 6 minutes of good stuff. But there's some stuff in there to play with. I kind of always take the tact of don't trust anything that happens.
Correct.
When it comes to the combine.
Don't trust anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, wait, that's Ask Us. Never mind.
When is the last time you guys did Ask Us anything?
Relatively recently.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And it was good, too, by the way.
It was real good, yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid. So there's some stuff in there, and Jason might stop by the show to say hello.
Like, he hasn't gotten enough damn airtime today. He isn't the man of the hour.
I'm so happy.
I know, it's great, isn't it? It's great.
So happy. When he left, I said, okay, Ford and Bross, go enjoy yourself. We'll see you when you come back. And so I'm very happy that he's back. It seems like things are kind of back in alignment.
Actually, yeah, would it be Fort and Bruh?
See? Why? Why can't we can't even have Hamlet, man?
Oh. What's up, Fort and Bruh?
Can't even have. See what he does to us, Terry? Puts us in a nice little convenient
Lawrence,
box.
This is why I wish he'd take the damn days off.
No,
but he won't take them.
Nope.
Idiot.
Hey, we got the family trip to Paris coming up. You'll have a week without me.
Oh, that's going to be good for everybody.
Maddie!
It's going to be good. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow. The poker tournament's going to be fun. And I'm glad that I can be a part of it. It's going to be a good time. Yes. Terry?
Yeah, we're looking at a potential sellout here. We're down to like one table, I think.
Terry, I think you and I should have a drink tomorrow.
Oh, we will.
Let's do that.
I'll have a drink. I'll be there.
I'll see. Yeah. I'll get knocked out early, and then we can sit and kibitz about things.
And then Hochberg can go over and fondle Maddie for a while.
Well, he does that anyway.
Yeah. Nothing's going to stop him from doing that.
Let's get out of Lawrence's way.
Yep, let's do that. We thank Zach Zaidman for joining us, and I think that was it.
Twice. Wasn't he on twice or something?
Not with us.
Zach, and you know what Zach's doing, right? No, he's not. Well, if he is, he's very talented. Because he was at the Combine, and he's driving back, and he's going to do play-by-play for DePaul Providence at 7:45.
Jeez. Okay. Wow.
Well, see, there's a guy who could use a day off.
Never gets him, though.
I know.
Ever.
I know. I Lawrence, I'm a firm believer in taking the days that you have coming. I don't know. It could just be me. But
I think that you've got the right idea on that.
You know
I think
I
the
do.
Guy that you work with is insane.
No, I know. I know. We think our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
The Big O played for the Christmas Attacks High School. Jerry West, greatest Caucasian player of all time.
No.
Some people think it's Larry Bird. Some think it's Jerry West.
No, they don't.
What can I tell you?
You can tell me it's Dirk Nowitzki.
And it's not Christmas Addicts.
You don't think it's Larry Bird's better than Dirk Nowitzki?
I think the red coats showed up in Boston. They plotted their strategy and said, look, if push comes to shove, make sure you take out the most dangerous soldier, Christmas Attacks.
Christmas Attacks!
Oh, boy.
Josh Christman?
The best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Back in 1982, my son was conceived back in that parking lot here at an Islander game.
Yep.
Call thanks, Zach. Mom.
Yeah,
thanks.
Better call Zach. Our interns, Tommy Guns and Tony Fish. We thank you for listening, following, emailing.
Thanks!
Thank you. We do it all over again tomorrow. It's our turn. The next 2 days at the Auto Show, we will be there. And we will be happy. All right. Lawrence Holmes coming your way. Terrific as always. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk. So don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-0 has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-0, CBS Friday.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people.